It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
March Madness continues to roll on. We get into the second weekend of the NCAA basketball tournament. I've said this before. I will say it again. I will continue to say this. The best playoff that there is in sports. The NCAA basketball tournament. There is no better playoff system. There just isn't. All right, so you've got your Sweet 16 teams left. St. John's, Mississippi State, Nebraska, Illinois, Arizona, Purdue, Michigan, Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas, Alabama, Iowa State, Houston, Iowa, UConn, and Duke are your Sweet 16 teams that have all advanced through the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. No Kennesaw State, which makes me sad. But nonetheless, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Okay, so basically what I want to do is I want to talk about, we're going to divide this up into two different conversations. So I want to talk about these Sweet 16 teams. And we'll break it into East and South in one segment. And then another segment, I'll do West and Midwest. And then I will also predict who is left. My bracket's busted. So, you know, don't listen to me. But I will predict who I think will get through the tournament round by round all the way into your championship game. So in the Sweet 16, we have the number one seeded Duke Blue Devils against St. John's. St. John's, a lot of folks like them heading into the tournament as a dark horse to make the Final Four, and I can kind of see why those picks were made. Duke's in trouble here. Caleb Foster, of course, is not playing. He has not played since the end of the ACC tournament, and he will not be available at all, broken foot, for the NCAA tournament. So Duke went in. Their starting guard short, and now they've got another injury, Patrick Ngumba, who is out with another foot injury, and they don't know, right? Like, they're not sure how much time he's going to miss, but it looks as if he's not going to play against St. John's. So, Duke got there by beating TCU and by beating Siena. Remember, they struggled against Siena in the first round. St. John's got there by beating the number four Kansas Jayhawks and then the 12 seed Northern Iowa. And so Duke and St. John's square off. The other Sweet 16s left in that bracket, Mississippi State and UConn. Mississippi State got there by beating St. Louis, who demolished Georgia. They beat them 77-66, and then in the first round, Michigan State took down North Dakota State. UConn beat UCLA, who, by the way, I had UCLA in the Final Four. Shows you what I know, and they dismantled UCLA 73-57. And then UConn also beat Furman in the first round, so there you go. And then in the South bracket, that was the East bracket. This is the South bracket. Iowa and Nebraska. Iowa got there by beating Florida. Huge upset. Florida, of course, the number one seed. They go down to Iowa, and then Iowa in the first round, the 8-9 game, beat Clemson. Nebraska beat Vanderbilt 74-72, close game. And then in the first round, they dismantled Troy. I don't know that I can remember an arena being louder, like so pro one team as in that Troy-Nebraska game. It was deafening. So Nebraska and Iowa, your Sweet 16 team, two of your Sweet 16 teams from the South. The other two from the South is Houston and Illinois. Illinois beat VCU 56-55. And then they beat Penn in the first round 106-70. Houston is the 2 seed in this bracket. Illinois is the 3 seed. So you've got a 2-3 matchup on the bottom. Houston beat Texas A&M 68-57. And then in the first round, they took out Idaho in convincing fashion 78-47. So from the East and the South, your two brackets there, your Sweet 16 teams, Duke, St. John's, Michigan State, UConn, Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, and Houston. Those are the 8 remaining on the East and South side of the brackets. I want to wait to pick the winners from these games, which Duke, St. John's, Mississippi State, UConn, Iowa, Nebraska, and Illinois, and Houston. I want to wait to pick these games. I want to do this in a whole different segment to where I'm not just picking the winners from the East and South, but I'm doing all 4 brackets and then talking my way all the way to the national championship game. From this side of the bracket, there are still a lot of folks that like Duke. The 2 injuries, though, with 1 injury, I even picked Duke to win the whole dang thing last week. Yes, I'm changing my pick. I will go ahead and give you that spoiler. I am changing my pick to win the national championship. I no longer have Duke winning the national championship. I have somebody else. So, spoiler alert. But these games with Duke and St. John's is good, and I think it's just going to be a tough road with 2 key contributors for the Blue Devils to get by the Red Storm. That might be a spoiler that I'm going to pick St. John's. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Stay tuned.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Atlanta Braves are set to open the 2026 season this weekend. The Braves have been decimated by injuries and unforeseen circumstances in spring training. Atlanta will start the season with 6 pitchers on the injured list, and 5 of those were expected to be on the opening day roster. The Braves will also be without 3 position players that were expected to start the season with the team. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game? But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
I gave you my picks for the East and the South, or I ran down the teams that are left for the East and the South. I'm going to give my picks all together as one. I think we'll probably do that next segment. This segment, I'm going to break down the other side of the brackets, who's left, and who they went through. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options available, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so on the other side of the bracket, the teams that are left in the Sweet 16 from the West and the Midwest. Those are the two brackets that we're going to break down now. Arizona, Arkansas, Texas, Purdue, Michigan, Alabama, Tennessee, and Iowa State are the teams that are left. So in the West, the matchup that you have is Arizona and Arkansas. Arizona is the one seed from this bracket. They went through Utah State, and they went through Long Island to get to where they are in the Sweet 16. Arkansas beat High Point, who, of course, you know, that stunning win in the first round. Arkansas takes them down in the second round, and then Arkansas beat Hawaii in the first round. Texas and Purdue, the other matchup in the West bracket. Texas beat Gonzaga, who throttled, well, they didn't really throttle Kennesaw State. They beat Kennesaw State, did Gonzaga. And then Gonzaga turned around the next week and lost to Texas. Texas is a really good team. They're an 11 seed, and they probably should be ranked higher. And then Purdue, well, Texas beat them, and then in the first round they beat BYU. Remember, Texas was the last four in, so they had to play their way into the tournament as well. Purdue beat Miami in the second round of the tournament, and then they beat Queens from North Carolina in the first round of the NCAA tournament. So Texas is an 11 seed. Purdue is a 2 seed. Those are your matchups for the West bracket. In the Midwest, you've got Michigan, Alabama, Tennessee, Iowa State. Michigan went through Howard in the first round and then demolished St. Louis, who demolished Georgia in the first round. So Michigan beat Howard in the first round and then beat St. Louis in the second round to get to the Sweet 16. Alabama in the first round had to beat Hofstra. They did that convincingly. And then Alabama had to beat Texas Tech in the second round, which they did. So 66-90, I believe, was the final score in the Texas Tech-Alabama game. So the bottom half of the Midwest bracket has Tennessee and Iowa State. Tennessee took down Virginia in the second round and took down Miami of Ohio. Remember, Miami of Ohio had only lost one game the entire season. They got into the NCAA tournament, and then Tennessee beat them to advance 78-66, I believe, was the final score there. Correct me if I'm wrong. Tennessee beats Miami of Ohio in the first round, Virginia in the second round to get to the Sweet 16. Tennessee's the sixth seed, by the way. And then you have Iowa State, who beat Tennessee State in the first round and then beat Kentucky in the second round. Remember, Kentucky had that amazing miracle three-pointer at the end against Santa Clara to send that game into overtime, which Kentucky ended up winning, but then they could not get past Iowa State in the second round. Kentucky was a seven seed. Iowa State, of course, a two seed. So in the West and Midwest, in the West brackets, number one Arizona, four Arkansas, one matchup. Number 11 Texas, two Purdue. That's the other matchup in the West. And then in the Midwest, you have one Michigan, four Alabama, one matchup. And then you have six Tennessee, two Iowa State in the bottom half of the Midwest. So all in all, Arizona, Arkansas, Texas, Purdue, Michigan, Alabama, Tennessee, Iowa State from the West and the Midwest. So altogether, your Sweet 16 teams, Duke, St. John's, Mississippi State, UConn, Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Houston, Arizona, Arkansas, Texas, Purdue, Michigan, Alabama, Tennessee, and Iowa State. Interestingly enough, and I would kind of like to see it, Michigan State and Michigan both advancing to the Sweet 16 in this NCAA tournament. It would be a ratings buster, if you had Michigan and Michigan State playing for the NCAA men's basketball championship. I mean, a ratings bonanza for the networks. That is, realistically, the networks want Duke, Arizona. That's what the networks want to see. That's going to be the biggest draw. But the Michigan-Michigan State, if those two teams got there, would still be a pretty good draw. And that could happen because Michigan and Michigan State obviously are on the other side of the brackets. Michigan State is in the East bracket and Michigan State is in the Midwest. So they're on opposite sides. So there is potential for them to meet in the NCAA championship game. But again, the networks, they want Duke, Arizona. They want Duke, and I'm trying to find, all the teams that are left, like what are some big draws that the networks would like. Certainly Duke, I think they would be very happy with Duke getting there. I think Michigan State with the pedigree, the networks would be happy with that. UConn as well. Iowa-Nebraska, I don't know. I don't think the networks would be salivating over either one of those two teams. Houston would be an interesting story. Not necessarily from, a blue blood perspective, but, Houston does not play. Houston is not considered to be, they're considered to be very good. They're considered to be one of the very best teams in the country, but are they considered to be national championship material? I don't think so, and I don't think most people do. So it would be kind of like as the little favorite. Can the little favorite win the NCAA tournament? So that would be an interesting story for the networks if Houston were to get there. Of course, Arizona would be a big draw. Texas and Purdue, I don't really think the network, that appeals to the networks. Michigan, of course, that would be a huge draw. Blue blood. And then Texas and Iowa State, or Tennessee and Iowa State, I don't really think the networks would see that. So I guess if you're from the network standpoint, Duke, that's a winner. Michigan State's a winner. UConn's a winner. Maybe Houston, Arizona, and Michigan. Those are the teams that you would, if you're working for the networks, those would be the teams that you would want to continually see advance. Those are ratings. Those teams bring ratings. So those are the teams that you would want to see. So those are your Sweet 16 teams. I'm going to step back on the other side of the break, and I'm going to break down who I think from the teams that are left. But don't listen to me because my bracket got – look, Last week we did this show. I finished up this show moments before the NCAA tournament tipped off. And the very first game that was played, I got it wrong. The very first game, I got it wrong. So don't listen to me, but I'm just going to tell you who I think is going to get to the NCAA Final Four and who is going to win the dang thing. That's on the other side of the break.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists, high quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. Guys, Easter is on the way. There is no better time for that perfect gift for that special someone. Check out Cunningham Jewelers' immense pearl inventory for the young woman in your life or the young at heart. Also, why not update your Easter tabletop decor? Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
For hometown honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Floyd Tire. Lowell and his family will take care of you and your friends and neighbors like their own. 2928 Norwich Street, across from the Dollar General. Tires, alignment, minor mechanic, and brakes. 912-264-6578. Pop on in to Floyd Tire. We'd love to see you Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Floyd Tire, a name you can trust.
Cold weather is upon us. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection. Quarter zips and sweaters for men and women are on sale now. Johnny O, Duckhead, Afco, and your exclusive dealer of Back 70 for men and women. Second generation, locally owned, and your destination for apparel since 1994. In the Harris Teeter Shopping Center, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
Some breaking news coming across while I'm actually doing this show. The Mets, I'm a baseball guy, the Mets have signed outfielder Tommy Pham to a minor league deal. Got to be a little disappointing if you're Tommy Pham, right? He's a pretty good player. Not much of an offensive player, very good defensively, certainly major league worthy, but he signs a minor league deal with the New York Mets, so that says he's not going to start on the Mets opening day roster. We're going to break down the Braves roster later in the show, and we're going to talk about their latest injury because, boy, they are good at injuries. The Atlanta Braves should have a World Series championship in injuries the last 2 years. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA Baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. That's jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. Okay, so I already told you, in the East, you've got Duke and St. John's in the Sweet 16. So I'm going to run through these games. I'm going to pick them. We're going to go down the line. I'm going to circle back and then walk us through all the way to the Final Four, and then I'll tell you who's going to win the whole dang thing. All right. So Duke and St. John's in the East. That's a 1-5 matchup. Give me St. John's to beat Duke. Again, I kind of hinted that this is the way I was going to go when I started talking about the injuries for Duke. Two big ones. Give me St. John's to advance to the Elite Eight over the Dukies. That's in the East bracket. Michigan State and UConn. This is a 2-3 matchup in the East. Give me Michigan State to beat the Huskies to also get to the Elite Eight. That would set up St. John's and Michigan State in the Elite Eight. In the South bracket, Iowa and Nebraska. I didn't really think that Nebraska was going to get very far in the tournament. They had not won a tournament game ever, and now they've won two. Give me Nebraska to win their third NCAA tournament game and advance. Nebraska's a 4 seed. Iowa's a 9. Give me Nebraska onto the Elite Eight. In the bottom half of the South, you've got the number 3 seed Illinois and the 2 seed Houston. I just said, interesting storyline with Houston. Can they win those games against those blue bloods, those bigger teams? Those teams that you don't really look at Houston the same way that you look at a Duke, right? Can Houston beat those teams? The answer that I'm telling you is no. They're going to get beat by Illinois. So Illinois will advance to the South Championship game. That's the Elite Eight. So that game would be Nebraska, 4 seed, Illinois, 3 seed. Moving on over to the West, you've got Arizona and Arkansas. Arizona is very arguably, and like you, it's almost unarguable. It's them and Duke pre-injury. With Duke's injuries, Arizona is the best team in the bracket. They're a 1 seed. They'll have Arkansas. Give me Arizona to advance to the Elite Eight. And then you've got 11 Texas and 2 Purdue. Give me Purdue to get over Texas. So that would set up a 1-2 matchup in the West, Arizona and Purdue. Hey, I'm switching gears on you. I picked Purdue and Arizona to get here. I had this game on my bracket. If both of them win to get to the Elite Eight, I had Arizona-Purdue. And I had Purdue winning that game. I may have changed my mind. You'll find out in a minute. Down in the Midwest, you've got Michigan and Alabama. Give me Michigan to beat Alabama. And I'm iffy on this. I am very, very iffy. But I'll take Michigan to beat Alabama to get to the Elite Eight. And in the bottom half of the Midwest, Tennessee and Iowa State. Tennessee a 6 seed, Iowa State a 2. I can't imagine, right? So with the way I'm picking this, if I were to pick Iowa State here over Tennessee, there would be no SEC team left. There would be no SEC team in the Elite Eight. I can't imagine that being a reality. So due to that, I am going to pick Tennessee to upset Iowa State, even though I think Iowa State's really, really good. I just can't imagine the SEC being shut out and not having a representative in the Elite Eight. So due to that, I'm picking Tennessee in an upset. All right, so let's circle all the way back to the East. 5 seed St. John's, 3 seed Michigan State. Give me Michigan State to get to the Final Four over St. John's as a 3 seed. So from the East, I think you're going to have a 3 seed represent the East. In the South, in the Elite Eight, Nebraska, 4 seed, Illinois, 3 seed. I think Nebraska's run ends there. Illinois advances out of the South to the Final Four, which would give you 2 number 3 seeds on that side. 3 seed winner from the East, 3 seed winner from the South. Michigan State and Illinois, both 3 seeds getting to the Final Four, according to Jason Bishop. Over in the West, you would have 1 seed Arizona, 2 seed Purdue. Now, look, I had Purdue in my original bracket beating Arizona and getting to the Final Four, getting to the championship game, and getting beaten by Duke. I no longer have Duke in the championship game, and I am changing my mind on Arizona and Purdue. I am going Arizona. Arizona advances, in my bracket, to the Final Four. Down to the Midwest, Michigan and Tennessee. Again, I find it really hard to believe that the SEC would get shut out of the Final Four just as well. So because of that, the last SEC team that I have on my bracket is Tennessee. So I'm going to have Tennessee upset Michigan to get to the Final Four, just so we've got an SEC representative, because I can't, the statistics tell you, right? The stats say, analytics say, it is unlikely for there to be a Final Four with no SEC representative. That's what the stats say. So I'm picking Tennessee. So that brings us to the Final Four games. Number three, Michigan State. Number three, Illinois. I will take Michigan State to get back to the Final Four and beat Illinois. On the other side, number one, Arizona. Number six, Tennessee. I will take Arizona to knock off the Volunteers and get to the championship game, which brings you Michigan State and Arizona, according to my bracket. That is a game that the television executives would nod their head at. They would be satisfied, very satisfied, overly satisfied with Michigan State and Arizona, two blue bloods. I have Arizona beating Michigan State in the national championship game. April 6th. So, my Final Four, Michigan State, Illinois, Arizona, and Tennessee. 2-3 seeds, a 1 seed, and a 6 seed will comprise the Jason Bishop Final Four. But don't listen to me. When we concluded this show last week, the very first game that tipped, I was wrong.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They have been taking care of folks just like you for 30 years. High quality work from trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747. Or check them out online at airadjusters.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
My son is 9 years old, and the new Super Mario movie is set to come out, I think, on April the 1st. He's over the, like, he is already, April the 1st, I believe, is a Wednesday. And he's talking about, I want to go see it the day it comes out. I'm like, well, I mean, that's a school day. So let's just go on Friday. Let's go on the 3rd when there's no school. He's been on me about that. He'll probably end up winning that argument, to be honest with you. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It is more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. Okay, so we are just a mere, we're right there at opening day for the Atlanta Braves. And so they have released their opening day 26-man roster. There are some surprises on this roster, but keep in mind that the options for the pitching staff toward the bottom end were real thin. So the Braves went heavy on position players over pitchers in this 26-man roster. And I think it really just boiled down to, who are you going to take that's going to pitch? That you can get outs in the major leagues. No secret, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. Spencer Strider hits the IL, oblique strain. And, you know, for Braves fans, you'll remember Chipper. Boy, he would bust an oblique with nobody's business. Austin Riley had an oblique a couple of years ago, and he missed months of the season. It is not an injury that you can say, you can't put a timetable on it. You can't say, okay, this guy's going to be out for a couple of weeks with this oblique strain. He might be, and that would be best case, but those things are unpredictable. You don't know how quickly they're going to heal, if they do at all. I mean, is there a real possibility we might not see Spencer Strider for the 2026 season? I don't think that's likely, but I think there's a possibility. It just depends. And the only thing that you can do for an oblique, you can't rehab the thing. You just got to sit down and not do anything and just let it heal. That's the only thing. And the slightest movement, you could turn the wrong way and boom, re-aggravate it. So that's what makes this injury so tricky, is because it can be re-aggravated at any time and you don't know how quickly they're going to heal. So Spencer Strider is not on the Braves opening day roster. He will join the MASH unit that the Braves have on the IL, and no timetable on his return. Here is the bullpen. These are the guys that the Braves went with the bullpen. They claimed Osvaldo Beto off of waivers right here at the end of spring training. The Athletics, because right now they have no home city. The Athletics waived Beto. The Braves picked, they designated him for assignment. The Braves picked him up, and so he will start the season in the Braves bullpen. Right-handed pitcher. Aaron Bummer will join him in the bullpen, southpaw. Didier Fuentes, a little bit of a surprise. He has pitched well in spring training. Young kid. We saw him make some starts last season when the Braves ran out of starters and they had to bring him up from AA, and he wasn't even close to being ready, and he got banged around all sorts of different directions when he pitched. He made the team out of spring. They're not going to put him in the rotation, even though they probably did consider it after Strider went down. But he will start the season in the bullpen. Didier Fuentes, right-handed pitcher. The closer for the Braves is going to be Raisel Iglesias. No big surprise there. Tyler Kinley makes the team. He pitched great after the Braves claimed him off waivers last season. And then they didn't renew his option. He tested the free agent waters, didn't find anything to his liking, and then re-signed with Atlanta. And so he makes the opening day roster, right-handed pitcher in the bullpen. The other lefty that makes the squad on opening day is Dylan Lee for the Atlanta Braves. So they'll have Aaron Bummer and Dylan Lee. They're going to go into the season with only two left-handed arms in the bullpen. Joel Pamps is another guy. Journeyman reliever, signed with Atlanta, pitched in the minors last year, did pretty well. They invited him spring training with a chance, a real chance to make the bullpen, and he did. Right-handed pitcher, he'll be in the bullpen. And then the Braves' big acquisition in the offseason, Robert Suarez, big time. Well, he was a closer for San Diego. He comes over. He's going to be the setup guy for Rossiel Iglesias. So the guys in the bullpen, Bido, Bummer, Fuentes, Iglesias, Kenley, Lee, Pamps, and Suarez. Those are your arms in the bullpen for opening day. The starters, Chris Sale is going to get your opening day start. Ronaldo Lopez is going to be the guy that gets probably the second start of the season. Some issues, right? His velocity has been down in the spring. He says it's mechanics issues that he's trying to sort out, that he's not hurt. I hope he's telling the truth, because the last thing Atlanta can afford is another starting pitcher going down. They already have more than their fair share of starters on the IL. Grant Holmes also makes the rotation. And now things get a little dicey. Bryce Elder, who Atlanta had hoped was going to win their fifth spot, right? And if you're a baseball guy, you're going to know what I'm talking about, or a baseball person, you're going to know what I'm talking about. If you're not, let me explain this to you. If you're in the rotation and you're one of the first four starters, that means that every fifth day, they're going to hand you the baseball. However, if you're the fifth starter, if there's a day off, they'd much rather have their number one guy going than their number five guy going off the day off. And since they're getting a day off, the number one starter would be going on full day's rest or full rest. So typically what major league teams will do is they'll have a fifth starter. And when they get into those game or those parts of the calendar where they've got to play 10, 12 games in a row, you'll see the fifth starter get the ball. But when they have a normally scheduled day off, they will typically skip the fifth starter and give the ball back to their number one. But if you're 1, 2, 3, 4, you're going to get the ball every fifth day. So Atlanta was hoping that Bryce Elder, who of course has not pitched well for the Braves in the last couple of seasons, would be the fifth starter so that they, if necessary, could skip him when they have days off. Because of the injury to Strider, that is not the case. They are now going to have to depend on giving the ball to Bryce Elder every fifth day as the number four starter and just hold their breath and hope to Jesus that he has improved and that he can get major league hitters out past the fourth inning. It's not something he's done consistently. The fifth starter, they really had a choice. I said this months ago on this show. Or not months ago. I said this weeks ago on the show that if the Braves got down to a situation to where they had to have Jose Suarez or Martin Perez as their fifth starter, they were in trouble. Jose Suarez is going to be your fifth starter because of all of the injuries. They didn't feel like Cam Caminiti or J.R. Richie was ready. And I agree with him on Caminiti. I think he's got a ways to go. I think J.R. Richie would have been close or is close. So I was a little surprised that they didn't start him on the opening day roster as the fifth starter. Gives you the opportunity to skip him if you need to, but they didn't go that route. They felt like he needed a little more seasoning in AAA, so that's where he is. Jose Suarez is your fifth starter. So Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, Grant Holmes, Bryce Elder, Jose Suarez will start the year as the Braves rotation. Your catcher is no big surprise. Sean Murphy's one of those guys that are injured, so Jonah Heim, who they signed in the offseason as a backup plan, is going to get the chance to be the insurance policy that the Braves signed him to be. He made the opening day roster. He'll be the backup catcher to Drake Baldwin. On the outfield, no big surprises here when you consider the suspension of Jurickson Profar. The Braves only went with four outfielders. They loaded up on infielders. Four outfielders, Acuña, Harris, Eli White, and Mike Yastrzemski. Now, here's an interesting tidbit. Michael Harris did not hit left-handed pitching at all last year. And the Braves, I think, were hoping, of course, with the plan of Profar being in the mix, they could play Profar every day, and then they could platoon Michael Harris and Eli White. If Michael Harris didn't start out hitting left-handed pitching, Eli White was the backup plan, and they could platoon the two. Well, with Profar getting suspended, they're going to have to platoon Yastrzemski and White in left, which means if Michael Harris doesn't hit left-handed pitching, the Braves are in all sorts of trouble offensively. Michael Harris has to hit left-handed pitching. Acuna, Harris, Eli White, Mike Yastrzemski are your outfielders. On the infield, Ozzie Albies, no big surprise. He'll start at second. Maurice Dubon will start at short. Matt Olson at first, Austin Riley at third. They kept Jorge Mateo, who they signed as an insurance policy. Well, yeah, with all the injuries, as has been the case so far with Atlanta 2026, he makes the opening day roster. Here are the surprises to me. Kyle Farmer makes the roster as a utility infielder. He can play all three infield positions. Didn't see him making the spring out of spring training. Didn't see him at the beginning of spring training. Didn't see him making the major league roster. And then Dominic Smith also makes the opening day roster. He's basically a backup to Matt Olson. If you want to give Olson a day off, you can start Smith. They also signed Rowdy Perez to a minor league deal. So he's at AAA as another insurance policy, just in case there's an injury to Olson or Dominic Smith. You can call him up and have him play first or be a backup. I wasn't sure that Dominic Smith was going to make the roster because that's all he can do. He's just a first baseman. So I didn't think that he offered a lot of flexibility. So I could see where the Braves would have left him off the roster, kept him on the 40-man, but not the opening day roster for the major league squad. And then if Olson got hurt, you could call him up. They decided to put him on the opening day 26-man roster. So there is your 26-man roster for the Atlanta Braves. It is going to be a season that looks it looks very interesting, to say the least.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Spencer Strider joins the League of the Walking Wounded for the Atlanta Braves and really creates a huge problem with their pitching staff. You know, I told you last segment that I had said a few weeks ago that if the Braves got to a situation where they had to have Jose Suarez or Martin Perez in the rotation in any capacity, that it was going to be a bad situation. And I do believe that the Atlanta Braves are in trouble. They'll open up Friday night against the Kansas City Royals at home in Atlanta. Spencer Strider, Hurston Waldrop, Joey Wentz, all on the IL. Spencer Schwellenbach as well. You know, Joe Jimenez, who they were hoping was going to be returning for 2026 because he missed all of 2025, he's not available. They don't know the timetable for him to return. You get Profar suspended. Murphy's not healthy to start opening day. And, you know, the injuries just keep coming for the Atlanta Braves or in the bad situation. So, you know, Riley's healthy. Oh, and not to mention Hyesung Kim, who was going to be their starting shortstop. Remember, they gave him $20 million for 1 year. He tore a tendon in his finger in the offseason. He's not even going to be back until the summer. So they had to sign – well, they had already signed Mauricio Dubon, and he's going to be their starting shortstop. They had hoped to depend on him as kind of a backup, a guy that can play all the infield positions as well as some outfield too. And that might be why they only kept four outfielders, is because they knew Dubon could play outfield if they needed him to. So the injury situation in Atlanta is not pleasant. And it makes me wonder, the last two, three seasons, the Atlanta Braves have been decimated with injuries. I mean decimated. And it makes me wonder how a team can have so many injuries in such a short span of time to so many different guys. And I don't have the answer for that. It could be coincidence. It could be bad luck. It could be the baseball gods, whatever. It could be the Braves made a deal with the baseball gods. We'll win a World Series in 2021, but then we're just going to be decimated for injuries for the next 3-4 years. Maybe, you know, maybe that happened. But what I will say is I'm a guy that believes in cause and effect, guy that believes in reason and outcome. If you've got all of these injuries, that especially with the pitching staff, because that's where the bulk of them have been, especially with the pitching staff, I got to start, if I'm in the front office, I got to start looking at my strength and conditioning guys. They already ousted the pitching coach, brought in another pitching coach, and they still have all these injuries happening. So now I got to, if I'm in the front office, I got to shift my attention to my strength and conditioning folks, and I got to ask them, what's going on? And maybe it's something that they're doing, especially with the pitchers. I mean, maybe it isn't. I don't know. But if I'm the front office and I got all these injuries, that's the first place I'm looking. And I'm overhauling that thing. I am completely cleaning house with my strength and conditioning, and I'm bringing in a whole new staff. A complete new strength and conditioning department. There won't be a whisker left, not a crumb left from the former regime that's in the strength and conditioning. And there's like three or four of them. Three or four strength and conditioning people that are on the Atlanta Braves payroll. Wouldn't be on mine, not with all the injuries. No way, no how. I'm not a person that really believes in coincidences. Like I said, consequence, reason, all that stuff. There's got to be a reason for all of these injuries. It's not the pitching coach. You just ousted him. You brought in another guy, and the injuries continued. So where do you go from there?
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Atlanta Braves are set to open the 2026 season this weekend. The Braves have been decimated by injuries and unforeseen circumstances in spring training. Atlanta will start the season with six pitchers on the injured list, and five of those were expected to be on the opening day roster. Braves will also be without three position players that were expected to start the season with the team. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game? But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.